Chapter 5. Crating, a preventative measure for separation anxiety for pet owners with space constraints. Crating philosophy. Crate training uses a dog's natural instincts as a den animal. A wild dog's den is their home, a place to sleep, hide from danger, and raise a family. The crate becomes your dog's den, an ideal spot to snooze or take refuge during a thunderstorm. The primary use for a crate is house training. Dogs don't like to soil their dens. The crate can limit access to the rest of the house while your dog learns other rules, like not to chew on furniture. Crates are a safe way to transport your dog in the car. If your dog is seriously destructive to your house, you may have to confine it while you modify their behavior. Crates come in many different styles and sizes. The best one for you will depend on your dog. Crates can cost $50 or more for a medium-sized one to over $100 for a large-sized one, and are well worth the investment. An appropriate and sturdy crate, bought when your dog is a puppy, will last a lifetime. Crating expectations. Training crates for dogs are too often deemed cruel, when in fact they are both training and safety devices and as such can benefit your dog and owner alike. Crating on a humane schedule teaches puppies bladder and bowel control, and limits a teething demon to his own property. A dog crated in a car has a better chance of surviving an auto accident, and little chance of causing one. You also find the welcome mat out at more inns and motels if you promise to crate your dog whenever you leave the room. Besides, the dog will feel more comfortable when left alone if they are in their own den. Dog crates come in all sizes, many colors, and different styles. The most common are molded plastic airline shipping crates, and the open wire types that usually come with a metal tray on the bottom. For owners who plan to do a lot of air travel with their dogs, or for those whose dogs prefer dark, cozy places, the molded plastic variety is best. Wire crates are preferred in most other instances. The size of the crate is based on the size of your dog. There should be enough room for your dog to stand up, turn around in a small circle, and lie down comfortably. The crate serves as a place where the dog can rest and chew on safe, appropriate toys. It is not an exercise pen. If you plan to use the crates as a housebreaking aid, size is of paramount importance. If there is a room for Rex to soil and then lay high and dry away from the mess, the crates cannot serve its purpose. Those buying crates for puppies should keep the adult dog's size in mind, but until the pup grows up, excess room should be cordoned off in some manner. Masonite, plexiglass, or even old wire refrigerator shelves can serve as barriers. Dog den afternoons. How long can a dog be crated in one session? The rule of thumb for crating is no longer than 1 hour per each month of age, up to 9 to 10 hours maximum, the average workday. Each session should be preceded and succeeded by an hour of aerobic exercise. If this is too long for your dog, hire a dog walker to exercise them midday. Before you can leave your dog for the long stretch, make sure you've accustomed them to their crate. A dog that panics when left alone in a crate could damage the crate and more seriously harm itself. Never crate your dog while it is wearing any sort of correction collar. It could easily get caught on something in the crate and choke the animal. Crating for young puppies. Young puppies need lots of human stimulus and feedback, so avoid relying too heavily on the crate in the early months. Most puppies, 3.5 to 4 months old, can be crated overnight for about 6 hours, even though they probably cannot yet display that kind of bladder control during the daytime. Younger dogs crated at bedtime will need to be brought to their papers or outdoors at least once in the middle of the night. Crating is recommended as part of the workday routine until the dog grows out of adolescence, at approximately 18 months of age, for dogs that are heavy chewers or are otherwise destructive. This is a time of behavioral inconsistency and learning through trial and error. Proceed slowly when it's time to wean your dog off the crate. Leave them alone for just a few hours at a time. Think twice before leaving a curious adolescent at liberty in your house. Your dog may behave perfectly for a few weeks, and then one day, you might come home and find the place in shambles. A crate can provide peace of mind for both you and your dog. Think of it as a leash with walls. After all, both pieces of equipment serve to protect your dog from their own base instincts and errors in judgment. By crating your dog during the workday, you ensure that they receive a royal welcome on your arrival home. Crates are only temporary solutions, and dogs should not remain in them for more than a few hours at a time. Although it may seem cruel to confine a dog, many dogs feel secure in their crates, and the den-like confined space can help them doze off. Make sure you have crate-trained your dog before you leave it alone for any length of time. The crate should be a place of security and pleasant experiences, and never a punishment or prison. When not to use crates. Not all dogs take to crates. Some dogs are claustrophobic and will suffer even more when confined to a crate. They may do better in a room with a view, and sometimes even better if given the run of the house, but with the additional behavior modification as discussed in this article. If your dog claws at the crate door, bites the bars, and shows excessive distress at being placed in a crate, the crate is probably not a good option for your dog. Selecting a crate. Several types of crates are available. Plastic, often called flight kennels. Fabric on a collapsible rigid frame. And collapsible metal pins. Crates come in different sizes and can be purchased at most pet supply stores or pet supply catalogs. Your dog's crate should be just large enough for them to stand up and turn around in. If your dog is still growing, choose a crate size that will accommodate their adult size. Block off the excess crate space so your dog can't eliminate at one end and retreat to the other. Your local animal shelter may rent out crates. By renting, you can trade up to the appropriate size for your puppy until it has reached adult size, when you can then invest in a permanent crate. Crating caution. Never use the crate as a punishment. Your dog will come to fear it and refuse to enter it. Don't leave your dog in the crate for too long. Puppies under 6 months of age shouldn't stay in a crate for more than 3 or 4 hours at a time. Crate your dog only until you can trust him not to destroy the house. The crate training process. Crate training can take days or weeks, depending on your dog's age, temperament, and past experiences. It's important to keep two things in mind while crate training. The crate should always be associated with something pleasant. Training should take place in a series of small steps. Don't go too fast. Step 1. Introduce your dog to the crate. Place the crate in an area of your house where the family spends a lot of time, such as the family room. Put a soft blanket or towel in the crate. Take the door off and let the dog explore the crate at their leisure. Some dogs will be naturally curious and start sleeping in the crate right away. If yours is not one of them, try the following. Bring the dog over to the crate and talk to them in a happy tone of voice. Make sure the crate door is open and secured so that it won't hit your dog and frighten it. Encourage your dog to enter the crate by dropping some small food treats nearby, and then just inside the door, and finally, all the way inside the crate. If your dog refuses to go all the way in at first, that's okay. Don't force them to enter. Continue tossing treats into the crate until your dog will walk calmly all the way into the crate to get the food. If your dog isn't interested in treats, try tossing a favorite toy in the crate. This step may take a few minutes or as long as several days. Step 2. Feed your dog all its meals in the crate. After introducing your dog to the crate, begin feeding it all regular meals near the crate. This will create a pleasant association with the crate. If your dog is readily entering the crate when you begin step 2, place the food dish all the way at the back of the crate. If your dog remains reluctant to enter the crate, put the dish only so far inside as your pet will readily enter without becoming fearful or anxious. Each time you feed your dog, place the dish a little further back in the crate. Once your dog is standing comfortably in the crate to eat their meal, you can close the door while it's eating. The first time you do this, open the door as soon as your dog finishes its meal. With each subsequent feeding, leave the door closed a few minutes longer until they stay in the crate for 10 minutes or so after eating. If your dog begins to whine to be let out, you may have increased the length of time too quickly. Next time, try leaving your dog in the crate for a shorter time period. If your dog whines while in the crate, don't let them out until they stop. Otherwise, your dog will learn the way to get out of the crate is to whine. Again, you must be firm in your approach during these phases of training. Step 3. Lengthen crating periods. After your dog is eating their regular meals in the crate with no sign of fear or anxiety, you can confine them there for short periods while you're at home. Call your dog over to the crate and give it a treat. Give your dog a command to enter, such as kennel. Encourage your dog by pointing to the inside of the crate with a treat in your hand. After your dog enters the crate, praise them, give them the treat, and close the door. Sit quietly near the crate for 5 to 10 minutes, and then go in another room for a few minutes. Return, sit quietly again for a short time, and then let your dog out of the crate. Repeat this process several times a day, gradually increasing the length of time you leave your dog in the crate and the length of time you're out of his sight. Once your dog will stay quietly in the crate for about 30 minutes, with you mostly out of sight, you can begin leaving them crated when you're gone for short time periods, or let your dog sleep in the crate at night. This may take several days or several weeks depending on your dog. Make sure you stick with it and be consistent. Step 4, Part A. Crate your dog when you leave. After your dog can spend about 30 minutes in the crate without becoming anxious or afraid, you can begin leaving them crated for short periods when you leave the house. Put your dog in the crate using your regular command and a treat. You might also want to leave your dog with a few safe toys in the crate. Vary at what point in your getting ready to leave routine do you put your dog in the crate. Although they shouldn't be in a crate for a long time before you leave, you can crate them anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes prior to leaving. Don't make your departures emotional and prolonged. They should be matter-of-fact. Praise your dog briefly, give them a treat for entering the crate, and then leave quietly. When you return home, don't reward your dog for excited behavior by responding to them in an excited, enthusiastic way. Keep arrivals low-key to avoid increasing their anxiety over when you will return. Continue to crate your dog for short periods from time to time when you're at home so it doesn't associate crating with being left alone. Step 4, Part B. Crating the dog at night. Put your dog in the crate using your regular command and a treat. Initially, it may be a good idea to put the crate in your bedroom or nearby in a hallway, especially if you have a puppy. Puppies often need to go outside and eliminate during the night, and you'll want to be able to hear your puppy when it whines to be let outside. Older dogs, too, should initially be kept nearby so they don't associate the crate with social isolation. Once your dog is sleeping comfortably through the night in their crate near you, you can begin to gradually move it to the location you prefer. Although time spent with your dog, even sleep time, is a chance to strengthen the bond between you and your pet. This is very important indeed. Potential problems during crate training. Whining. If your dog whines or cries while in the crate at night, it may be difficult to decide whether they are whining to be let out of the crate or whether they need to be let outside to eliminate. If you followed the training procedures outlined above, then your dog hasn't been rewarded for whining in the past by being released from the crate. If that is the case, try to ignore the whining. If your dog is just testing you, it will probably stop whining fairly quickly. Yelling at your dog or pounding on the crate will only make things worse, so never do this. If the whining continues after you've ignored your dog for several minutes, use the phrase your dog associates with going outside to eliminate. If your dog responds and becomes excited, take them outside for a bathroom break. This should be a trip with a purpose, not playtime. If you're convinced that your dog doesn't need to eliminate, the best response is to ignore them until they stop whining. Don't give in. If you do, you'll teach your dog to whine loud and long to get what they want. If you've progressed gradually through the training steps and haven't done too much too soon, you will be less likely to encounter this problem. If the problem becomes unmanageable, you may need to start the crate training process over again. Crating is a prevention to developing separation anxiety, not a cure. Do not use crating as a remedy for separation anxiety, but as a training tool against separation anxiety developing in the first place. I learned this the hard way with my dog Peter. A crate should not be used for separation anxious dogs unless the dog is first gradually and successfully accustomed to spending time in the crate, and then gradually successfully accustomed to being alone in the crate. Relaxed, not nervous or frantic. Many separation anxious dogs cannot be in a crate when left alone because it fuels their anxiety even more and results in a substantial setback in the effort to condition the dog to accept your absences. Your mileage may vary here, and it is important to try all the techniques described in this book until you find something that works well for your dog. Thus, attempting to use the crate as a remedy for separation anxiety won't solve the problem. A crate may prevent your dog from being destructive, but it may injure itself in an attempt to escape from the crate. Separation anxiety problems can only be resolved with counterconditioning and desensitization procedures. Follow the guidelines and tips throughout this book, and you should be on your way to success. Useful crating tips. Your goal is to condition the dog to be relaxed and comfortable in a specific room or crate where it will remain while you are away. However, crating regularly for 6 hours or more can be counterproductive and ineffective, even if the dog can physically hold its urine that long. Also, while you can use crates for timeouts, never banish dogs to crates as punishment. You want the crate to always have positive associations. When using a crate for your new pup or newly adopted dog, practice using the crate when you're at home. Make the crate homely. Place it in a pleasant family area with light and nice view. Some dogs like to see outside, and for others, such visibility leads to overexcitement. So find out what works for your dog. To acclimatize your dog to the crate from the start, show them that all good things happen in the crate. Entice the dog into the crate and immediately provide a toy that contains something edible, such as a Kong stuffed with kibble adhered with some peanut butter, or a Buster cube filled with kibble. One smart tip is to feed the dog a meal via the Kong or cube. Go sit down with a book or watch TV nearby. Let your dog out when it's calm and quiet. Resist the urge to let a dog out of the crate when barking or displaying other anxiety symptoms, because that rewards the unwanted behavior you're trying to avoid or eliminate. When acclimatizing your dog to a crate, give lots of positives for entering and staying calm in the crate. You don't even have to close the door each time, although you will want to practice getting the dog accustomed to the crate door being closed and latched. Give no response when the dog comes out of the crate for the first minute or so. Many people mistakenly give dogs a rousing, ebullient response while exiting the crate, but that tends to reinforce the idea that being out is infinitely better than being in. While the dog probably realizes this, you don't need to amplify the message. When crate training, you want the dog to think, "This is my special place, and I like it here."